Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
By his wounds you have been healed. St. Peter quotes this passage from the prophet Isaiah in chapter 2 of the letter that we just heard proclaimed in our second reading. By his wounds you have been healed. And St. Peter was an eyewitness to those wounds of Christ. He was there in the upper room where Jesus' wounds were on full display, that the healing power that was in his wounds as he encountered Thomas. And like a lost sheep, Thomas wasn't with the 12 disciples when Jesus first came there. And with a hardened heart, once he heard the news, he said, I will not believe. But Jesus, as the good shepherd, goes in search of his lost sheep. And a week later, he finds them behind locked doors, hiding with the other disciples. And his first words to them are, peace be with you. He doesn't ridicule or distance himself from Thomas for not believing, but rather draws near to him. When the shepherd finds his lost sheep, he doesn't upbraid and punish it, but rather gently lifts it up and places it on his shoulders. So to draw out faith from Thomas's heart, Jesus shows him his wounds. And in that intimate physical contact with the body of Christ, Thomas's heart is healed. And he confesses, my Lord and my God. By his wounds, you have been healed. And Thomas and Peter and the apostles had that privilege of seeing and touching the glorified body of Christ as he was with them those 40 days after his resurrection before ascending into heaven. Well, we don't have that same privilege of touching the glorified body of Christ. Jesus does say, blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. And that blessing applies to us. Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. It's also the case that Jesus has chosen certain chosen souls that he has appeared. Both Jesus and Mary have appeared to chosen souls throughout church's history to reveal not only to them, but to give them a message for the sake of the world. And on this Divine Mercy Sunday, we're reminded of Saint Faustina. And Saint Faustina is someone who Jesus revealed his heart to. He revealed to her that his heart is full of mercy, and that in this time, We are living in a time of great mercy, a time when Jesus is searching for those lost sheep, a time when he welcomes them back to the fold. I had the great privilege of being able to visit the tomb of St. Faustina 10 years ago during the great extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy. And I'll never forget the day that I visited her tomb. I had a very specific prayer intention that day. Just earlier that year, I had been able to visit an old family friend. Her name was Nellie, and Nellie had celebrated her 110th birthday that year, in that December of 2015. And I got to visit her on Christmas Day that year. And she was a little tired. We didn't speak many words together, but it was beautiful just to share that time with her. And as I prepared for my pilgrimage to Poland, I picked up a copy of the diary of St. Faustina and started reading through it, and I was amazed to see that Nellie was the same age as St. Faustina. They were both born in the year 1905. So as I came to that tomb of St. Faustina in Krakow, Poland, in 2016, in July, I had Nellie on my heart. I was praying for her. I'm praying to a woman that was in heaven, the same age of a woman that was on earth. And as I prayed for her to experience the Lord's divine mercy, the very next morning, I got a text message from my dad, who was with me in that room on that Christmas day to visit her, that she had just passed away. She had lived a long, full life of 110 years old, and she was welcomed into the arms of our merciful Savior. And I have confidence that my prayers for her at St. Faustina's tomb were heard. And just for me, that made St. Faustina very real and personal. I even just got to spend time in praying at the Divine Mercy Shrine, and made St. Faustina a real person. Jesus has revealed to her his heart for the lost. He has a heart of mercy. He asked her to paint the image of divine mercy, which we have hung on the church wall here. Maybe just to take a moment to look at that image, we see that it is through Jesus' wounds that those rays of light shine forth. By his wounds, you have been healed. It's precisely through the wounds of Christ that flow his mercy. The great love that led him to the cross flows from those glorified wounds now. And while we might not have the privilege of seeing Jesus like St. Faustina or touching Jesus like St. Thomas, we do encounter Jesus at every Mass. We encounter him in the sacrament of mercy and reconciliation. And he does continue to heal souls. As was evidenced last Saturday at the Easter Vigil, the many souls that came into the fold of the church, the font of baptism. So may our trust in the mercy of Jesus Christ increase today on this Divine Mercy Sunday, that we may allow his wounds to heal us as we place our trust in him, allowing him to heal us and then empowering us to also seek and save the lost.